According to current estimates, there are 9,751 species of birds on this planet. If we were to choose the top 10 most spectacularly and bizarrely beautiful of these, I'm not sure any Minnesota birds would qualify, not against the resplendent quetzal, hoopoe, or magnificent frigate bird. The hummingbird family alone has some of the most strangely gorgeous birds imaginable, such as the booted racket tail, wire-crested thorn tail, and horned sun gem. But one Hawaiian bird is as peculiarly spectacular as the best of them, the iiwi. The iiwi has all the shiny brilliance of a scarlet tanager, glowing scarlet body and head contrasting with black wings and tail. But instead of a tanager's rather simple, ordinary body shape, the iiwi is short and chunky, shaped like an improbably fat nuthatch. And the iiwi has no dainty little tanager beak, but rather a long, thick, down-curved proboscis colored an orangey flesh tone that somehow calls to mind an elephant's trunk. The yellow ring around its eye gives the iiwi a clownish aspect, and its thick orange legs and feet seem clumsy and oversized as if it were wearing clown shoes. Its loud squeaky calls can sound like a rusty gate or like a clown's horn. All in all, the iiwi seems to come to us straight from an avian circus. Iiwis even act like circus performers, flying in circles overhead, whirring wings and vocal cords announcing their presence over all the singers down below. People can't help but notice iiwis, and they naturally yearn for something of the iiwi's brilliance, energy, and engaging personality. In pre-European times, beautiful feather capes, sometimes containing hundreds of thousands of iiwi feathers, were a symbol of prestige and power among native Hawaiians. If you are what you eat, iiwis are one of the sweetest birds imaginable, surviving as hummingbirds do on rich, sweet nectar. Their thick proboscis-like beak was particularly useful extracting nectar from the native Hawaiian lobelioids, many of which are now extinct or endangered. As these trees have disappeared, iiwis have turned more and more to blossoms of the still common ohia trees. Interestingly, in the past century, the iiwi bill size has decreased fully half a millimeter, possibly as a result of this dietary switch. Iiwis also eat some spiders and foliage insects and have adapted to feeding on the introduced banana poca vine and the introduced tree alfalfa. They're one of the very few species found in the exact same form on all the Hawaiian islands because they're strong flyers and often move about to investigate new food sources. So this is one very adaptable species. But iiwi numbers have declined enormously since the first Europeans arrived on the Hawaiian Islands. They were once abundant at all elevations on the islands, but now are extinct on Lanai, disappearing fast from Molokai and Oahu, and are restricted to high elevations on the remaining islands. The main cause of their decline is not direct killing or even habitat loss, though that has been severe. The main reason iiwis have dwindled is disease. The release of caged birds throughout the Hawaiian Islands introduced all kinds of new sicknesses to islands where native birds, isolated from nasty organisms for so long, had no resistance at all. Mosquitoes were introduced in the 1820s, possibly by a spiteful ship captain, and these bloodsuckers have served as disease vectors from one bird to another in Hawaii ever since. Iiwis are singularly vulnerable to avian pox and avian malaria, both carried by mosquitoes. In a 1995 experiment, one researcher found that 9 out of 10 iiwi bitten once by an infected mosquito died, and all 10 bitten more than once died. Now virtually all iiwi are seen above 3,000 feet in elevation where mosquitoes are rare. When I went on a Hawaii forest and trail guided tour into a rainforest on the Big Island, I was overwhelmed by the sheer number of iiwis flying and singing and mating. They seemed to be everywhere. All in all, between Maui and Hawaii, I saw at least 100 on my trip. So many, yet less than 5 pounds worth. This comical and exquisitely beautiful bird infuses our little planet with far more loveliness and joie de vivre than its 3/4 of an ounce body could possibly be expected to do. A small but significant amount of this planet's sparkle and beauty come from the EEV, and even way over here in Minnesota and Wisconsin, attention must be paid. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.